for the hopeless, the water, the giver of life. He's strength for the weary, love to those cast aside, rest to the restless, freedom from fear when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a tremendous joy it is for us today to be able to return and share with you another Souls Harbor worship service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. In this service today, I'll be introducing the singers and the songs to you, and at the same time, encouraging you throughout this service to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I really do believe today that He is the answer to the problems of our world today. If we could just turn to Him and give the reins of control to Him, I believe He could help us with all of these things that are bringing so much pain, suffering, and sorrow to our lives. Well, I don't want to get into that right here at the beginning of the service, so I'm going to ask Evangelist Jonathan Garlock to come and sing a song of testimony for us. You see, the reason I want to encourage people to turn to Jesus Christ is because everything that Jesus does for us is good. In fact, Jonathan is coming to sing it like this. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. If you know this old hymn of the church, sing it along with him as he comes to share it with us today.
He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confession, and by His blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It's truly wonderful. It's truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name. He brings me through affliction, and He leaves me not alone. He's with me in temptation. He keeps me for His own. And it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It's truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name. He keeps me every moment by trusting in His grace. 'Tis through His blessed atonement that I may see His face. And it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It's truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name. There's not a single blessing that we receive on earth that does not come from heaven, the source of our new birth. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It's truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name. Yes, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name.
I know today that we have a tendency to judge God's performance by looking around to see the things that are happening to us. We reserve the testimony of it's truly wonderful what the Lord has done based on these things. But the truth of the matter is, you have to look at the whole. By looking at the whole, I'm talking about looking at our past as well as our present. Consider for just a moment, if you would, where you were when God found you. Aren't things better today than they were back then? Maybe you're a newborn Christian, and so you don't have a history to look back on to realize how far God has brought you. But if you give it some time, you'll discover that God will take you places that your past could never have brought you to, because your past was destroying you. It was taking from you the things that were important to you, that gave life meaning to you. They were the sources of your joy, your happiness. Today, God has been good to you. And I believe that as you look around and you look for those things that have taken place in your life, you'll agree with me. God has been good to you. Listen to the words of this song that Walter Young is coming to sing. It's another song of testimony. If you'll listen to the lyrics of this song, I think you're going to find it hard to disagree with him. I think that even though you've gone through those rough patches in your life, you're going to come away with saying, God has been good to me. I cannot complain.
I've had bad days, and I've had hills to climb, and I've had sad days, and often a weary mind. But when I look about and think these things all out, all of the good days outweigh the bad days, I can't complain. God is so good to me. He is so good to me, more than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. God is so good to me, I can't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, and I'd like to see them go. And sometimes I question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although I cannot see, I look up and say, thank you, Lord, I can't complain. God is so good to me. He is so good to me, more than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. God is so good to me, I can't complain. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. story. God is so good to me, I can't complain.
Even as that song was being sung, it seems like I could hear the skeptic saying, it doesn't look like God's been very good to me. Just look at all the things that are going wrong in my life. Look how many difficulties and challenges there are before me. If God was being good to me, then why am I going through these things? Well, just because there are difficulties and challenges in our life doesn't mean that God isn't being good to us. I know people don't like to hear this, but it is true that you could always look around and see folk that are far worse off than you are. I know, I've been there, I've heard those words, and I'll agree that when you're going through the deep, dark storms of life, that doesn't comfort you much. But I've been there and gone through it, and I know that it's true. Even when things don't seem to be going your way, it is comforting to look around and realize it could always be worse. But because of God's grace, His mercy, all the things that He does on our behalf, because He loves us, things are not as bad as they could be. I'm not trying to excuse things away. I'm not trying to soft pedal this to make you feel good about Jesus and what Jesus is doing. I'm simply trying to tell you today that we need to look beyond our problems, look beyond our difficulties, our challenges, all the things that we're struggling with, and know that God is here with us to help us with every one of those things, because only God can do the impossible. I am thankful today that He is still a miracle worker. That if we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, we can expect the miracle that we need, the help that we need, because He and He alone is able to do those things that no one else can do for us. If there was somebody who could help us, then our faith would simply ask God, help us to get to the person that can help us. Help us to find that organization that makes a difference. Help us to find the source that we need to turn to. Often is the case, our source is Jesus Himself. So today, as we pause in this service to take your burdens, your cares, your needs to God in prayer, we're going to ask Him to provide the miracle, because I believe He is able to do it today. If you believe along with me, then we have fulfilled the scripture that says, if any two or three will agree concerning any one thing, it shall be done. As we go to God in agreement today, let's exercise our faith so that we can see a genuine miracle today. Precious Lord and Savior, we do thank You for Your grace, Your mercy. We thank You for that love that endureth all things, that causes You to stand by us when it seems like we're standing all alone. Today, as I present this audience to You, I ask You to please look upon their lives, see every difficulty, every challenge, every source of struggle that they are going through, and I pray that they will find the hand of God reaching out to touch them. That, Lord, when You touch their lives, they will receive a miracle that they are needing. You may not always do it in the way that we're looking for, so I ask You to please, as You are performing that miracle, help us to see the miracle You are performing, that we would know that it is You who is doing it. And then, Lord, I believe that will help our faith to be encouraged. We'll grow stronger knowing that You are there working on our behalf. For all of these things, we thank You today. We will give You the honor, the glory, the praise for all these good things that You are doing for us even now. For we've asked you all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
What if you woke up one morning and as you started to head down the stairs, you had to stop, 'cause from the room at the top you heard a voice saying a prayer. They talked about trials you were facing and the struggles you'd been going through. As you leaned in to hear, it became clear it was Jesus praying for you. So let your heart have courage today. True confidence, real hope and faith. Whether it's here or in heaven, there's peace in knowing it's true. Whatever life may bring, you have Jesus praying for you. He prayed for you in the garden. He prays for you even now. He stood in your place and he pleads your case when the accuser comes around. So let your heart have courage today. True confidence, real hope and faith. Whether it's here or in heaven, there's peace in knowing it's true. Whatever life may, you have Jesus praying for you. You have Jesus. So let your heart have courage today. True confidence, real hope and
if you were to take your Bible today and turn to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 22, and look down somewhere around verse 31, you'll discover that Jesus says to Peter that Satan desired to sift him as wheat. Jesus says to Peter, and this is important, I want you to hear this. Jesus says, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Friend, of all the people that you could have praying for you today, who do you think would be the most effective in praying for your life? I'll pray for you. This team will pray for you. Your family, your friends will pray for you. But friend, I don't think you can do any better than having Jesus to pray for you. Oh, I agree. We need to pray that our faith will fail not, because as long as we put our faith in Him, everything is going to be all right. Why? Well, I think Joni Tilton has the answer to that question. Because you are somebody today, Jesus is remembering you. Because you are a child of God, God is helping you to go to the places that you need to go in your life's journey where God can do some wondrous works. Listen to the words of this song as Joni comes and sings, Somebody Headed Somewhere.
Once I walked with blinded eyes down roads of sorrow, and once I sailed stormy seas of despair. I was searching, oh, but I found no happiness. I was nobody headed nowhere. But then a man came along, and his name was Jesus. With one touch of his hand, he changed me there. His love lifted me, and His grace, it has made me free. Now I'm somebody headed somewhere. Like the beggar, oh, I sit at life's doorway. So lost and lonely, and no one really cares. I was reaching for the crumbs from the table of this life. I was nobody headed nowhere. But then a man came along, his name was Jesus. With one touch of his hand, he changed me there. Oh, and love lifted me, and his grace, it has made me free. Now I'm somebody headed somewhere. I'm going home. I'll be going home. There is nothing gonna hold. Lifted me, and His grace, it has made me free. And now I'm somebody headed somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Think about this for just a moment today, if you would please. Could it be that the reason that there is weakness in our faith, that our faith seems to be frail and fragile, is because we've not invested our faith in something that helps our faith to become strong? Today, there's only one thing I know that we can do to help our faith to grow. To grow in measure and to grow in strength and power. That is to invest ourselves in knowing Jesus. It just seems to me that if we knew Him like we ought to know Him, then our faith would grow each and every day. That we would find ourselves trusting Him more tomorrow than we are today. Because in knowing Him, we would be assured that He would never fail us. The skeptic wants to say that Jesus died on a cross. And that's the end of the story. They took Him to a tomb and they buried Him. But friend, if you could walk by that tomb today, you'd discover He's not where they laid Him. He came out of that tomb so that He could stand beside God the Father to make intercession for you and I. Listen to the words of this song that Golden Harmony is coming to sing as they come to sing a song that's entitled, If You Knew Him.
I walk by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside, saw his bones, traveled on to see Mohammed, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him lay, the precious lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that grave. If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and death has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into His light. Those nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Now, friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in unseen things? Oh, just one step in His direction, then in love He ran to me. If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, oh, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and death has died. With my heart.
As we pause in the midst of this worship service today, we do so to share with you the need of the Souls Harbor Ministry. As I'm sure that most of you are well aware today, this ministry is brought to you each and every week through the free will contributions of you, the viewer. Each and every week that you are able to view this worship service, please know that it's because God has, through you, the viewer, provided many, many miracles so that we could be here. It's a miracle that the station that you are watching us on today has agreed to air this service. We are discovering that a lot of places today, the minute you say to them that you want to purchase some airtime to air a religious program, they don't want to talk to you anymore. They have just made it a policy that they are no longer going to have religious programming on their station. So today we are very, very grateful. We are very, very thankful that the stations that you are watching this ministry on today are still selling us the airtime so that we can share this service with you. I hope that if you are able to contact these stations, that you will let them know that you appreciate what they've done in consideration of the Souls Harbor Ministry. But beyond that, it takes many people responding each and every week to help us with the financial load of this ministry. This ministry takes several thousand dollars a week for it to be a reality. That means every penny, nickel, dime, quarter, dollar has to be prayed in, because we are from week to week. We don't have an ability to pay a whole year's contract all at once. Each and every week we have to take care of that week's expenses so that we can return the coming week. So today we are asking you for your help. Without your help, we just cannot continue. But with your help, we'll be able to return another week, perhaps 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Who knows how long this could go on. I'm certain today that God wants us to continue on. And so we're asking you to help us. Knowing that you are standing with us is going to make the difference. We'll be able to confidently approach the future, believing that as long as you are here with us, we'll be able to meet these expenses and continue to share the good news of the gospel. Would you consider helping us today? If so, I want to give you our contact information so that you can get in touch with us. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. To make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. You can also, in the U.S., make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. If you'll click on the donate button at the bottom of the homepage, you'll be able to get a needed contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. To make a contribution in Canada by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. On behalf of all of us here at Souls Harbor, I want to extend to you our heartfelt gratitude for what you have done to help us today. We know we can't do this without you. What we do is a very small part. Oh, I know, it's getting in front of the camera. It's doing what we're doing. But we couldn't do this without you. So we are very grateful, very appreciative today, knowing that you have sacrificed so that we could be here to share this ministry with you. Thank you so very, very much. Just before I share something from the Word of God, I want to go over and share with you a song that's simply entitled, I Lost It All to Find Everything. I know in our search for things that bring satisfaction and fulfillment to our lives, many times we are looking for that satisfaction and fulfillment in all the wrong places. Today, if you feel like there's something missing in your life, why don't you surrender up all the things of this world so that you can grasp a hold of Jesus Christ? You see, that's where you'll find everything you were looking for. Listen to the words of this song as I share them with you today.
I had won all I could win. There was no place I had been. But still my heart, it felt so empty and so cold. But then I heard him gently say, lose it all and find my way. So I gave it up and found it all and so much more. I lost it all to find everything. I died a pauper to be born a king. When I learned how to lose, then I found how to win. I lost it all to find everything. I was frantic to survive. I was racing to arrive. And I stepped on anyone standing in my way. But then I watched my schemes all die. And I realized that I could find new life, because the old life had died that day. And now I lost it all to find everything. I died a pauper to be born a king. When I learned how to lose, then I found how to win. I lost it all to find everything. When I learned how to lose, then I found how to win. I lost it all to find everything.
I have been singing that song for most of my adult life. I can tell you today, it's never meant more to me than it means right now. When I was younger, my outlook was much different than it is. I thought that I had to have a certain amount of material things that gave my life meaning and value. But now that I have grown older, I'm at a stage in my life where I realize those things only created a thirst for more things. Oh, I know some folk are already edgy to turn me off and not listen to this. But the true value of knowing Jesus, having Him be a part of your life, making Him the Lord of your life, is that you don't need material things, the things of this world, to give your life meaning and value. You find everything that you have need of in Him. Today, I want to encourage you not to draw back from Him, not to let go of the things that you have heard from this Word of God, but to give yourself more to Him, especially in this day that we're living in. If you want to ask me, and I know you haven't done this, but if you want to ask me what's wrong with our world, why our world is in the trouble that it's in, I'm going to be quick to tell you it's because we left Jesus behind. We've been more consumed about our own desires, our own satisfaction, our own fulfillment than we have the things that God has wanted for us. And we've abandoned God to grasp a hold of empty shells that cannot bring fulfillment and satisfaction to our life. Without getting into it and preaching a whole separate sermon that I came here to share with you today, those things create a thirst. They don't quench a thirst. Only God can quench the thirsting of our souls, our spirits today. So my advice to you is this. The more you turn over to Him, the happier you're going to be. Well, let me change that word, happier, because if I share with you all that I want to share with you in this message, you might be confused by that word. If you want real joy, and let me just say this, joy is much greater than happiness. To have a joy within you is something that is much more fulfilling, much greater than just being happy, which can last for just a moment. I like that old song of the church. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The verse says, it's like a great overflowing well springing up within my soul. Your relationship with Jesus is just that. It is that that brings you an unspeakable joy, which simply means it's undefinable. You can't describe it. It's beyond words to tell the story. And I found this in my life. When I begin to tell that story, it's like that joy just begins to bubble up all over again, and I find myself searching for the words to tell it. And it just seems like there aren't enough words to tell the story of a relationship with Jesus Christ. The people who tell you not to worry about it, the people that tell you that knowing Jesus really doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference, they are very likely people that never really gave themselves to a relationship with Jesus. If they knew Him at all, it was simply an introduction. They never followed through with it. They never let it develop and grow and mature. That's why they were left with an emptiness. Friend, today, if there is an emptiness in your life, before you throw Jesus aside and say, there, that's enough of that, it didn't work, why don't you really meaningfully give yourself to Jesus and let that relationship with Him grow? Be nurtured and let it mature into something that really does make a difference in your life. Oh, I know that time is quickly passing and we need to turn to the Word of God today to see what God might say from us from the Scripture. So if you would, turn with me to the Gospel of John, and we're going to read a couple of passages of Scripture here found in John chapter 15. Let everything that we've said thus far in this service help you so that I don't have to preach it all. Each and every song introduction, we've tried to help you to understand some things that would make a difference for you. Now we're going to read something that Jesus is saying, and that should kind of put the cap on things today. That should finish telling us the story of where we need to be and what we need to give ourselves to. In John chapter 15, beginning with verse, well, let's look down to verse 5. We'll take some time to read these scriptures so that you can meditate on them after this service has concluded. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Read down now at verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Did you hear what Jesus is saying? He's saying, I've said these things to you so that your joy might remain. Oh, joy is something that is meant to stay with us. It's not fleeting like happiness is. Happiness comes, and as quickly as it comes, it seems to go away. It only lasts momentarily. But joy comes to reside with us. It is there to stay if we'll let it. And Jesus is saying, I've said these things to you that joy might remain. In other words, time and circumstance won't take it away. Time and circumstance won't rob it from you. What is he saying? He's saying that our joy can be full or complete. It's not just an initiation into it so that we get a little taste of it. He's saying that if you'll abide in me and I abide in you, oh friend, that's the secret today. That's why I've stressed in so many of our worship services the importance of having a real relationship with Jesus. If we will give ourselves to him and allow him to give himself to us, then our joy will not only remain, but our joy will be complete. When that joy begins to work within us, it will do things for us that nothing else can do. One of those things is that it will hold you. It will keep you in the times of testing and temptation. I know all around us today there are things that would seem to rob or drain life from us. We live in a very tense world, a stressful world, a world that seems to always be agitated, aggravated, and frustrated. One might even say, as we look at the things that are happening around us, that we live in a very angry world. Good things cannot be accomplished in the environment that we seem to be living in today. And the thing to remember is that we have created this environment. Oh yes, this is purely man created. I know that the Bible says that as we approach the end of times, things will wax worse and worse. But when you look at that passage of Scripture, you have to look at the things that man is doing in that setting. When you look at the context that it's being said in, you realize that man has just let loose. He's no longer holding on to the things of God. He's no longer living by God's word. He is allowing a different appetite, a different motive to capture his attention, and that is driving him away from God. The further we get away from God, the more we're going to see the things that we're seeing today. If we could somehow get back to where we need to be with God so that we abide in him and he abides in us, that'll take care of a lot of the things that are wrong with this world today. That will be the cure to the fatal disease that seems to be consuming men and women's lives. It's ridiculous to think that mature men and women will allow these things to happen. But that's the trouble with a mind that's no longer being saturated with the presence of God. We allow sin to creep in. And that sin will destroy everything that it touches. I know that makes me sound old-fashioned. I know that's not what people want to hear. But friend, that's what the Bible tells us. And I can't tell anything else to you differently. I have to stand upon this word because the help we need in troublesome days as we're living in today comes from this blessed book. If we'll get back to a place where God abides within us because we are abiding in God, it will change things to such a degree that it will, well, I don't know how else to say it today except to say it'll turn our world upside down. That was wrong will now be right, but in a good way, because now it seems like that was right was wrong. Our values are so mixed up. We don't really know what is good and bad because we've blurred the lines. We're living in such a gray area that we no longer can see the black and white. My friend, if you want to know what is right and what is wrong, you got to go to this book. And in this book, you'll understand that if we will live according to God's command, then we will abide in Him, He will abide in us, and our joy will be complete. It's that joy today that stands with you when the whole world seems to stand against you. It's the thing that keeps you, stabilizes you, holds you together until that storm, that trouble, that trial passes. Oh, I need to pray for you before we quickly leave today. Heavenly Father, I know there are many who are struggling. I pray that you will help them to evaluate their relationship with you. Help them to see those places in their life where they could give themselves more to you so that you could give yourself more to them. God, I pray that you will help each one today according to the need of their lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He cares. Children through, like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. High upon the mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. Oh, but I just come through a valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It is there I came to know my God enough to stand and say, even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. The road of life has led you through a valley of defeat. You wonder if the Father has heard your desperate pleas. Oh, but there is hope in a rugged place where fear and sorrow dwell. Can't you hear Him gently whispering, I am here, all is well. Even in the valley, God is good. even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I will sail the wide seas no more.